Welcome to the History of the Caribbean audiobook. If you haven't already, we invite you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss a story. Today, we're honored to bring you The Herb Prophet, Peter Tosh, and the Sacred Struggle for Legalization. Get ready to immerse yourself in a powerful narrative that goes beyond music, into legacy, resistance, and roots. Because here, our mission is simple: to keep our culture alive, one story at a time. There was something different in his voice. Not fear, not regret, but finality. Like a man who knew the clock was ticking, not because it frightened him, but because he had already made peace with the sound. This was Peter Tosh, weeks before his death. And this wasn't an interview. It was a testament. The tape crackles at the beginning. Old radio hiss. Background noise. A distant cough. Then his voice. Low. Calm. Measured. The truth will never die. Babylon can kill the body, but it cannot kill the spirit. So me not worry. When me go strong. Those were some of his final public words. And if you listen closely, not just with your ears, but with your bones, you'll hear it. He knew. September 1987. Peter was back in Kingston. Back in the city that both loved him and feared him. He had just come off a powerful tour. There were whispers that his next album would be his loudest yet. One filled with names, fire, and no forgiveness. He was planning to expose people. Systems. Agreements made behind closed doors. He didn't care who it offended. He told one journalist, "Me na beg na favor. If me halfy dead fi chant truth, den so it go." That last interview was quiet. No big stage. Just a chair. A mic. A man tired of repeating himself to deaf ears. But he still spoke. About the industry that chewed him up. About the police who broke his bones. About Marley, how they never warred, just walked different roads. And about Babylon. Always Babylon. Babylon try to own you silence, he said. But me give dem words. Too many fi jail. Too strong fi bury. He leaned in, lit a spliff, laughed once, then said, dem soon come fi me. But dem come too late. Me already plant de seeds. Days later, the knock came. September 11th, 1987. Evening. Peter was at home with friends. There was laughter, reasoning, smoke in the air, music in the background. Then the door opened, and death stepped in. It wasn't just robbery. That's what the headlines said. But those who know, they know better. It was a hit, a message, a silencing. Five armed men stormed the house. They weren't panicked. They weren't sloppy. They tied people up, demanded money Peter didn't have. And then, without flinching, they shot him. In his home, in front of his people, with no warning, no mercy. The bullet tore through him like it had been waiting for years. And still, Peter didn't scream, didn't plead. Witnesses say his last look was one of clarity, like a man who had just confirmed what he already knew. That truth doesn't protect you. It only prepares you. The news spread like wildfire. Jamaica mourned. The world woke up, too late. The prophet was gone. But the message? The message had already escaped the cage. Because that final interview, that tape, it didn't die with him. It lived, passed hand to hand, replayed in basements, sampled in songs, whispered through headphones. And what it said was this: if you love me music, love me mission. If you love me face, love de fire. And if you ever light a spliff, light it fi truth, not fashion. They buried Peter Tosh, but they couldn't bury the revolution he channeled. His voice still vibrates through every youth who dares to speak out, through every rebel who chooses roots over riches, through every soul who sees Babylon and says, "Me na bow." And now, when we listen to his final words, when we hear equal rights and I am that I am, we don't hear songs. We hear a will, signed in rhythm, sealed in fire, spoken by a man who knew his time was limited, but his truth was eternal. They called it his last interview, but we know better. It wasn't the end. It was a beginning. A prophecy delivered just before silence. A voice still ringing. Still roaring. Still alive. Peter Tosh didn't fear death. He feared forgetting. So if you hear this now, you've already made the promise. To remember. To carry it. To speak, even when it's dangerous. To become the voice Babylon can't silence.